Ian.
What?
Here's episode
what?
8.
What?
It's episode 8.
Episode 8?
Yeah. You want to listen?
Wait, wait. We've recorded 7 of these already.
Plus 2 specials.
Jeez.
Oh, no. Sorry. We've recorded 5 and there's 2 specials.
Ah, we cheated. Episode 8.
Yep.
Punch it. In this week's episode,
we get Baltic at Burns Night.
It's the triumphant return of Chris Small.
Learn to live well with Liz Gilmore.
We fast forward to Rewind.
And of course, catch up with what's coming up in Perth.
Sounds good. Let's do this. Welcome to episode 8, everyone. I've lost Toby's in a fit of hysterics over here due to something that will never ever appear in this podcast. Shall we do an event roundup without him, folks? I think we should, because he's just gone. Are you back?
I'm back.
He's back. Right, there we go. He's fine. He's not fine. I can see him. Events roundup. Let's start with the Riverside Light Nights.
That's the big one that's been going on.
Massive, isn't it?
Yep.
So we were down on launch night,
yes.
Burns night, the first Burns night, and it was heaving. We watched the parade go over,
yep.
Which you didn't think you were going
to
make.
No, I followed the back of the parade. I basically got to the bridge as they were finishing, like just the last people were getting on the bridge.
You weren't late. You got there exactly when you thought you would.
Exactly.
Or wanted to, more to the point.
When I was meant to be there.
But yeah, great event again. So you had the pipe bands going over with all the parade behind them as well. So I saw the Perthshire District pipe band.
You remember this
with
time?
With Alistair at the front, yay. And Rhythm Wave, and there was a horse. That was the first time I've never seen a horse in a parade in Perth before. You didn't see the horse?
I've seen the horse, but I've seen horses before.
I thought I was seeing things again. I've seen horses before. Yes, in fields and stuff. but yeah, so it was really good. I really enjoyed it. A good vibe coming from and the crowd following into the Riverside, Norrie Miller area. That was just fab to see. And people piling in. I mean, at one point, they were actually slowing people coming in because there was so many folk trying to get in at once.
Well, that's when I met you and we had to just stand.
It wasn't a bit weird the fact that, you know, we'd arranged to meet inside at some point, but you were literally 4 people in front of me when I joined the queue
odds?
To get in. I'm sending you messages on Facebook going, oi, look around.
Creepy message, look behind you.
Look behind you. And anyway, we met up and we walked in. It was very good. And yeah, loads of stuff to see.
Yeah. And so we had the... Well, we've got some recordings. You went around with your equipment and got some good recordings.
Well, you were there too, but you know, I did all the work.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'll admit.
It's fine.
Yep.
But yeah, so I grabbed a few people, like the guys from Still Game. They were hilarious. And they spoke way longer than what I recorded them for. I actually couldn't shut them up long enough to start the recording. And we met, we saw Mad Ferret play as well, so there's a bit of music from them as well. And there was a poet who, I'm going to be the first to say, I did not understand most of what he was saying. But check it out, folks. If you're better at Scottish than I am, tell me what on earth he said.
Hi, my name's David. I'm here with History and Horror Tours, part of their wee show, and had a chance to look around the events here. It's pretty class. It's nice to see all the Perth out and about doing something, and just started celebrating this time. It's a really positive sort of affirmation of Scottish culture and an aspect of what makes us all, brings us all together, and it's great to see everybody all ages and other people who are different ages pretending to be other ages out and about in Perth, and it's nice seeing Rodney Gardens used for something that's positive like this, you know.
We never joined the army, we never joined the raft, we never joined the navy, we're not a bloody daft. Mae drag ar bod yn cestio na'n gyntid pa sgai fan a
Hi, my name is not Slim Shady. My name's Chris Malice and I am a poet of some description. This name's called Boat Murdered. Seven sons of Kinmelbeal, of Oaken, Tome and Mountain Home, left gone home and softed well at points of pride they debts become. Kogan Yusan, where all would burn and praise the Armok, goddess blood and hell's the iron. Goud and steel, where war would wag for twa score a year. Kogan Yusan, immortal done, but murder in a vulgar tongue, where was revealed the blacker heart and filthy richness into dark.
Hello, my name is Victor McDade. I'm out here enjoying my time with Jack. What are you doing, Jack? Come over here and say
hello. Oh, this is me putting on my best Jack impersonation. It doesn't work very well, but hi.
We stopped by just for the banter, you
indeed,
see.
Indeed, yes, Craigland.
How about yourself? You enjoying it so far, aye, Jack?
Oh, yeah, indeed I am, yes. I've been stuffing my face full of pies, aye, it's great.
The wee fat tub is, so he is.
Indeed, yes.
Fantastic. Anyway, we better pop off.
So, regular section on the show, we like to highlight new music from the local area. We've had a few bands and guests and stuff in, but hark back to our first ever episode, we've got Chris Small back.
Yeah.
Local artist, absolutely fantastic, and he's playing, as we record just now, in the venue in Perth.
Yeah.
But he's given us one of his tracks of his new EP that we can listen to. So here's Something in the Water by Chris Small. Hit it. Punch it. Stobie, press the button. Stobie, press the button.
I'm pushing it. Life is not meant to feel like a desperate and exhausting struggle. Yet, for so many of us, this is exactly how it feels. Ian, you caught up with Liz Gilmore, who's a life coach, recently, didn't you?
Absolutely. So Liz and I were in the studio for actually way longer than what the recording would show. And we spoke at length about a lot of things. But yeah, Liz is a life coach and she's got some really interesting points on how we live our lives these days and what can be done about that. How can you help yourself? She's a mountain biker, avid mountain biker, and she uses that as part of her coaching. And, you know, getting out there, nature, that connection with nature. So here's how the interview went with Liz. So I'm joined in the studio today by Liz Gilmore of Liz Gilmore Coaching. Thanks for coming along, Liz.
That's my pleasure.
So you have your own business. That's big and scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, tell us a bit about your business.
So I'm a transformational life coach.
That's a big title, Liz.
So, a life coach. I think a lot of people think when you say coach, it must be like a sports coach and you stand there with kind of almost kind of wielding the whip going, come on, do it more, do it better. But it's really not like that. There's lots of different definitions of coaches, but I think for a life coach, it's really about allowing people to see new possibilities for their life and then helping them to actually step into those new possibilities.
Wow. So that's quite a big statement, I suppose, yeah. Isn't it? You're going straight in there. So the whole idea behind the business then, you are helping people to develop, self-develop. Is that the sort of thing that we're trying to do here and push them forward?
Yeah, it's personal growth, really. Mm-hmm. It's realizing that, you know, we can have pretty limiting ideas of who we are and what we're capable of, and we're actually capable of so much more.
Absolutely.
But we just have to have the time and the space to reflect and think about it, to be able to see and understand and know, you know,
time.
That we are capable.
What's time? I've lost that. So as a fellow self-employed person, I absolutely understand time and the lack of. So when did you start this then? How long has this business been going?
I qualified as a coach 2 years ago. And since then, I've been really building my business.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So quite a new business in a way, but is this something that you've always wanted to do? Or how did you come about? How did this come about?
Well, before this, I was a lawyer. We lived down in Dorset, and I was a lawyer for 20 years.
The interview's over, folks.
You're not a lawyer fan, then.
I'm just worried what you're going to do after.
Well, wasn't a criminal lawyer.
Oh, right, fair enough.
And I think I ended up as a lawyer because I think I was ticking all the boxes of what you were supposed to do. It was like, you know, you go to school and you're supposed to get me good marks. So I'm like, okay, try really hard there. Yeah. And yeah, then it was like, go to university and get good marks there. And then, you know, the story is you do all that and then you go and get a good job and then you'll have job security and you'll live happily ever after. And that's happiness. And, you know, sorted. That's it. So I think I got into my job as a lawyer and I was like, right, okay, it's going to get better, okay? it's a wee bit boring right now and it's quite hard work and but it's going to get better. And then after 20 years I was like, okay, it didn't get any better. I think I've given it a good go now.
It's had its chance.
We moved up here 4 years ago and I was working freelance as a lawyer by then because doing my own thing was better than being employed, I found. But then I had the opportunity of saying of because of our circumstances at the time, just to say, what do I really, really want to do? And by that time I'd already got really quite into personal development and understood a lot more and really that we can be more than or we can do things that we perhaps thought we weren't capable of. So I really felt that I believe that we all have something that we're really made to do. It's
absolutely
really our purpose.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm going to find my purpose. I'm going to find that thing that I just, the cross section between what I'm really good at and what I feel really passionate about.
Right.
And I got my own life coach for that process. and not with the intention of being a life coach, because I always thought, you know, for a lawyer, it was like, this life coaching thing, that doesn't sound like a proper job. I'm not doing that. So I came up with like three different things. I think it was like between a teacher and I want a mountain bike business because that's my other passion, as you know.
Told me all.
and then there was, I was going to do counselling. Yeah. And then, so I went for counselling and I got halfway down the road of that. And then I got a letter through from the university. We've accepted you on this counselling course. And bearing in mind, this was supposed to be like my dream job.
Right.
And I got the letter and I was like, Oh. Like, no. So I went back to my life coach. I was like, what does this mean? And she was like, I think that means it's something else. And then that's when I went out for a ride up from Dunkeld one day.
Oh, nice.
And it was just an awesome day. And I just find when I go out on my bike and, you know, I just get completely inspired. I was just in such a happy place. I came back and I got to the car and I was like, I'm going to do that life coaching course. I've got to. And it was just like, I just knew it was the right thing. It wasn't logical. It wasn't, I was like, how are you going to make a living? No idea. But I was just like, I am so sure that I want to do this, that I'm going to do it.
Wow. All from a bike ride.
Yeah, because that's when I get inspired. Yeah. You know, that's when all this kind of overthinking goes out of my head and I'm like completely inside of myself, knowing what I really want, who I really am. And then I know I can trust that my intuition is right. So, yeah.
It's funny you should say that because I used to mountain bike. I still have one. I've injured my back, so I'm not out as often as I'd like to be. But I found that as well, that was my escape from business, from everything, that you go out and actually come back with such a clear head. Give us a tip. Give us one tip. If you had to say to somebody they're stuck in a rut, they don't know what to do, is there one tip you could give us for free, obviously?
I suppose it depends what kind of rut that you're stuck in.
Let's say you're in a job you don't like, because let's face it, there's a lot of people out there that are stuck in jobs they don't like, yourself included. Beforehand, not now.
Yeah. Gosh, that could cover so many different possible scenarios. I suppose it's worth the starting point would be to really understand what it is about the job you don't like, because if it's something that you don't fundamentally agree with and it doesn't fit with your values and it doesn't fit with your skills and you're just fighting it all the time, then it's probably time to go look for something that does fit with what you're good at. But it might also be that there's something about the circumstances and the surroundings and the people and the setup that could be different if you show up differently.
Right, okay.
Okay. And that's one thing that that's really discovered that I really didn't know before I started life coaching. And I think that I can look back on when I was really struggling as a lawyer and see that perhaps I could have been a lot happier if I'd known what I do now about myself and how I was creating a lot of my own problems.
Right. And is that's something you can help with then, is it? As your business?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And I've been asking my guests, this is a wee bit off tangent, but this is the Perth podcast, and I have to ask, if there's one thing in Perth, a tourist came to you and said, if there's one thing in Perth I should do, what would you tell them?
Well, you have to go for a walk down Tay Street, both at night and in the day.
Oh, it's beautiful, so beautiful at night, isn't it?
It's really, it's so special. Yeah. I think Perth City Centre is one of the most beautiful city centres.
Absolutely.
There is. You know, I think that we should be really proud of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not only you're right beside the river and you've got these beautiful buildings, but you've got the mountains in the background too. And we've got these beautiful, you know, the North Inch and South Inch, beautiful big green spaces. And that are really conducive to getting the community together. You know, there's nothing that I love more than in Perth than to go in the North Inch of a summer evening. And there's just people playing football, there's people playing rugby, there's people walking their dogs, there's people rollerblading, there's people jogging. And it's just lovely. There's just a gentle buzz about the place, everybody out enjoying themselves. And yeah, I just love that.
We're lucky to have that space as well. That's a nice space. So Liz, thanks for coming along. That's Liz Gilmore of LizGilmore.com. If you need any life coaching, she's your lady.
Thank you very much.
That was a great little insight into what Liz can do for you.
Absolutely. You know, and do you know what, as I say, like, it wasn't just what we talked about then or in this interview, it was way more than that, and she's a very deep but not heavy person, if that makes sense. So, a couple of pints at some point with Liz in the pub, I think.
And that's good to know that there's a service like that local as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
look
Liz.
It up. Probably time that we looked at what's coming up in Perth.
Yep, same thing we do every episode, Pinky.
Try to take over the Perth.
Yeah,
let's take over Perth now. Right, I'm going to hit up first with the new zero waste shop that's opening at the old Mill Street Cafe, Draft Cafe on Mill Street outside the cinema. So basically, the shop is all about zero waste. So, you know, you take along your own bottles, refillable bottles and stuff like that.
there's the grand opening's actually after this launches, unfortunately.
Yesterday, if you're listening on release day.
Absolutely. However, there's a lot going on, and there's more than just that one. They're going to be a regular thing, and they're actually looking for volunteers as well, so do hit them up on Facebook. So that's Perth-0-waste-shop.
There you go.
But yeah, that seems like a really good initiative, and it's, you know, it's time to start looking at these things. You know, you see all these reports about cucumbers being wrapped, and you know, why do we need onions in a packaging? They are packaging. Yeah. You know, yeah. And it's time to start thinking differently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pop along to the shop and see what they're up to.
Nice one. From me, I've got the Perth After School Guitar and Ukulele Club. So Nigel, who works here, he teaches guitar, ukulele, bass and mandolin from his acoustic music workshop in Princess Street. And he does small groups rather than one-to-one.
Yeah.
So that you're getting a little bit of the social aspect as well. Because Music is a social thing.
Absolutely. You know?
Music, I believe it is anyway, Definitely.
Well, if you want to create a band, I mean, I think a lot of people are sitting learning in their rooms or whatever by themselves. Well, you can't learn to get a rapport going with someone else. You can't learn to feed off each other on the internet.
Yeah,
so, great. It sounds really good.
So they've got the after school clubs, which offer tuition on guitar or ukulele, and they run on Tuesdays from 4 p.m. and Wednesdays from 4 p.m. Maximum number of students for each group is 8. So it is, you know, it's still quite a small group, but it's not too small.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you know, you'll probably learn a lot from what other people have thought of and you haven't thought of as well.
Absolutely. So, can you do this? Oh, no, I never tried it. You know?
No, I know the answer to that already. No.
Does this involve hitting things rhythmically? No, I'm out.
I can slap the bass, but not the way you're thinking. No.
That's you talking about fishing, though.
Slap the bass?
Students should bring their own instrument along and they will be given written material to take away each week.
Brilliant.
So it's
payment. How much is that? Sorry, did I miss the price there?
I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
Payment is requested at the start of the term and it works out as £6 a session.
Well, that's pretty good.
Each week of the term.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Terms vary in length from 8 to 12 weeks.
So is this kids depends. Only?
They do have adult classes. I think they've got adult classes anyway.
Interesting.
I had a look at their timetable and they've got Perth Guitar Beginners Group, 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, so that's definitely not aimed at kids.
I'll be working.
Yep. on Thursdays, they've got the Ukulele Beginners Group, 2 p.m. again.
I'll be working.
But there's one that might interest you. On a Thursday night, Perth Blues Guitar Group, because I know you've got ties with blues groups.
I do indeed. I do work for the Blues Matters magazine.
So there you go. So that's the Perth After School Guitar and Ukulele Club. But yeah, head along to the Acoustic Music Workshop in Perth and see what else they've got on offer.
Awesome. Now, I think the bigger announcement we've had over the last week is the Rewind Festival.
Woo!
We've got a lineup for it. So Rewind is taking place at Skoon Palace, like it always does.
Yep.
And that's between the 17th and the 19th of July this year, as Toby quite rightly told me. We checked it, don't get me wrong. We definitely checked.
It's the 10th anniversary.
Is it the 10th anniversary? Jeez, I feel old now. Thanks for that.
You're right,
I feel old enough knowing the music and you don't. You're sitting there going, well, who's Billy Ocean or whatever? I'm like, oh, man. It was Bananarama, wasn't it? It was Bananarama.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, and the way I explained that to you was it's the tune from the Karate Kid when he gets his butt handed to him.
The way you
the
explained
beach.
It to me was it's the tune from the Venus Lady Shave advert.
Oh, that's true. They also did that song as well. Basically in the lineup we have, the big names I would go with certainly are Wet 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 without Pillow.
Yep.
Marty.
I believe so.
I don't think he's in them anymore, but you know Wet Wet Wet, we all know their songs whether we like it or not. Billy Ocean, yes. who played the Christmas light switch on what, 3 or 4 years ago and absolutely blew me away. I thought he was amazing. He was so almost hypnotic to watch on stage and every bit as good as he was however many years ago that was. So we've got Bananarama,
Jimmy Somerville's Big Bantastic Boogie.
I'm so glad you said that. I was holding off for that one. I honestly didn't think I'd be able to say that. Hue and Cry, Grandmaster Flash. Grandmaster Flash. You don't even know what that is, do you? That's fine. And that's really all I recognise. But the lineup is obviously going to expand more than that. That's what we've got so far. Classic 80s stuff going on.
Yep.
And the prices start there from £18 for a ute.
A ute.
And from £66 for an adult. And it's normally a very popular event. It's probably one of these things you should really buy your tickets for sooner than later.
A July music festival.
Yes. And it always rains, doesn't it?
Well, I was going to say, you've got like an 80% chance of rain as opposed to the normal 99%.
Yeah, exactly. But it normally does. But it doesn't normally put people off. It really doesn't. They're in the mud having fun.
Get your wellies on and get loving it.
We'd love to cover it. Guys that run the event, if you'd like us along to cover some of it. But yeah, it sounds like a really good event. Get your tickets, get going.
At Perth Theatre this week, we have got The Croft. So if you're listening to this after the 8th, it's finished. I do apologise. But from the 4th of February to the 8th of February, The Croft is on at Perth Theatre, which is basically set in the remote Scottish Highlands, where two women arrive at a former crofter's hut in the deserted village of Collegeal.
Obviously.
Yeah,
Collie dog.
Someplace up north. when suddenly the weekend getaway takes an unexpected turn, cut off from the modern world, Laura and Suzanne find themselves drawn into the dark history of the Croft and lives that pass before them.
Is that code for found a Monopoly box and got really angry with each other?
That's his very dark history in Monopoly box, something.
Rage quit. I mean, that's the original rage quit, isn't it? Monopoly, table goes flying.
Flip it. So in this bold and haunting new play, the present interweaves with the past as ancient tales surface and the terrifying truth lurking in the Croft is revealed.
Ooh, that sounds good though.
Yeah, it does. So tickets available at horsecross.co.uk. And like I say, that's on from Tuesday the 4th of February to Saturday the 8th of February. And Wednesday and Saturday have two shows.
Nice. Busy, busy. So... again, this is a thing close to my heart. Perth Autism Support are holding a quiz night on the 7th of February. So this, again, if you're listening to this after the 7th, sorry you've missed it.
Should have got us on release day.
I know. You know, you snooze, you lose. but yeah, so they're saying, join us for a fun quiz night. Test your general knowledge and see if you can beat your friends whilst raising money for our vital services in Perth and Kinross. Teams of four are welcome to book to join the fun with tickets priced at £5 per person. Your ticket price also includes a yummy bowl of Stovies. Yes, I'm so there. I don't know anything about anything, but I'm there for the Stovies. And they're saying, let us know at booking if you need a vegetarian option. So they're catering for everyone there. Good on them. Not only can you look like a smarty pants in front of your friends, we also have some fantastic prizes on offer. Great charity, great cause, and... I might actually try and get a team together.
Yeah.
For the Stovies.
Stovie for the Stovies.
Stovies. I have four friends. I actually only need three friends. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
There we go. Sorted.
I'm not one of them.
Hey. Oh, this took a dark turn, didn't it?
And that's pretty much it. It's a whistle stop tour, isn't it?
Yeah, and sorry if we've missed out your event. Get in touch with us if we are missing out. Something you put on regularly. We can only get what we can get. And, you know, get in touch. Let us know. We'll help you out. Is that us? Is that it done?
That's pretty much.
Another one done. Yeah. Episode 8 over. Remember, folks, hit that subscribe button. Check us out on what platforms are we on?
We're going on Facebook.
Yeah.
We've got Instagram. We've got Twitter.
Yep.
And we've got the website, fcpod.net/The Perth Podcast.
Absolutely. And where's the podcast? Tell us, Toby.
Anchor.fm.
Spotify.
All right. Yeah. So Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Spreaker.
We're everywhere, basically. So get us listened to. We're here. We're there. We're everywhere. It's The Perth Podcast. See you later. Okay.